They aren't said to be guardian angels. So again, I don't know. Nothing off the top of my head is coming to mind that would give me any reason to believe that they would be.
Balaam.
What?
Balaam?
You mean his donkey? But I don't think there was an angel there. But he did. What you're saying is, could that be analogous in the sense that God utilized an animal in a way to communicate revelatory truth? So that's a thought. I have to think about that. But that is the one example. Right. Yeah, Satan utilizing the serpent, manifest himself as a serpent in the garden. But again, none of these so far are examples of holy angels that are sent to minister to God's people. But again, it's one of those cases where you have to say, I don't have an explicit biblical precedent for it, but I don't know of anything in Scripture that would necessarily rule it out. Could it be possible? The answer is, I suppose. I just don't know. Other questions? Yes. The question is, if, and again, it's a little speculative, if a guardian angel can take on the physical features of their charge, as perhaps the people who were praying for Peter thought had happened in his case, can a demon assume the physical features of what, somebody they're attacking, or just another? Yeah, that was a long, I don't know exactly if I can repeat that. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, the question is, could a demon somehow take on the familiar features or characteristics of somebody that they're attacking? So is that what you're saying, or oppressing? I don't know. I don't have sufficient biblical grounds to say either explicitly yes or definitively no. Yes, Jack.
Covetousness. And I mean, when you present them as persons, it seems like you can understand that because there is a way if we're addicted to something, you could say a spirit of alcoholism.
Yeah.
And they even sometimes will then take the names, like if it was a spirit of drunkenness, they would call it Bacchus. Or, you know, they start using the deities of the ancient world.
Yeah. You know, let me wait. The question was about the names that are oftentimes given to demonic spirits. Let's wait till we actually look next week at the nature of demons, and we'll talk about that. I'll try to, maybe we can answer that next week. So, yes, ma'am. Yes. 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 We'll actually come to that in a future lesson. Yeah, the question is about Genesis 6, the sons of God and the daughters of men. By the way, back when I preached through 1 Peter, when I taught at the end of 1 Peter chapter 3, I took about 10-15 minutes and I talked about that very passage. So I think it's 1 Peter 3, 18 through 22 is the passage. So if you want to go back and listen to that on the podcast. I do give an answer, but we'll talk about that a little bit next week. Yes.
Going off what she mentioned,
No. Wasn't planning on it. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that we can face the enemy and every attack and every assault with the reassurance that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Father, I pray that we would never use that to become complacent or presumptuous, but that you would encourage us with our identity and authority in Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the teaching of your word. I pray that as we think about difficult questions, that you would always keep us mindful of the final authority of Scripture in these matters. And Lord, I pray especially tonight for anyone here who is in the midst of a very serious and very real spiritual battle that has become almost tangible in its effects. Would you equip them and prepare them for what you've called them to do? Help them, as Paul says, to stand firm in the strength that you supply. And Lord, help us as we progress through this material in your word to help one another, to pray for one another, to equip one another in such a way that we can be ambassadors and representatives of Jesus and the authority that is His in heaven and earth as we confront the enemy and his strategies. So we thank you for our time. Thank you for your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. See you next week promptly at 7:00.